One of the major problems in Wyoming is the lack of affordable health care. It's an old issue, and while health insurance is certainly a piece, there are few affordable places people can go who are without insurance or who are underinsured with high deductibles. For many years, Laramie has had a clinic for very low-income people. It now has another health clinic for those who have fallen through the cracks. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Last fall, the University of Wyoming applied for a federal grant that led to the establishment of the ninth primary care clinic in the state. The goal is to provide subsidized health care for low-income people and offer another health care provider for those who do have insurance in Laramie. They call it the Albany Community Health Clinic. The university has operated family health clinics in Casper and Cheyenne for a number of years, and the goal is to provide health care while also offering a place for students in the College of Health Sciences to get practical experience. Rochelle Kineth is the executive director.
We see people anywhere from 200% of poverty or below are on a sliding fee scale, and then we accept insurance for if you have it, or Medicare or Medicaid.
Dr. Katie Hartman is the medical director for the clinic. She was previously at Student Health Services on campus and then jumped at the chance to take this position to help a population who may not have received health care for many years.
A lot of patients that I've seen do have very complex medical problems, and I think it's because they've not had good access to the medical system. And I'll probably see them back for several visits in the very beginning, depending on how complex their issues are, until we get a handle on all of them.
How's my blood pressure today?
Let's see.
I'm laughing.
It's good.
Yay!
Your top number's a little high, but that's right around where you're
because I'm running around.
Yep.
Now the finger poke.
Well, nursing manager Darcy Cowardin is helping one patient get a handle on her ailment. Cowardin had worked in private practice and noticed the many people who couldn't get adequate health care.
We were limited by their ability to pay or things like that, and it was just heartbreaking to watch people not get the care that they needed.
She doubts that many in Laramie understand the extent of the problem.
I think there's a huge social stratification that a lot of people don't know about, especially if you're on that upper side of that stratification. I think it's really easy to not purposefully overlook, but I think it's not something that you necessarily run into every day. And anybody involved in healthcare in this community knows that that exists.
One patient thinks she'd be in big trouble if she didn't find the clinic. Deborah Harley does not have insurance and had not been feeling well. In the past, she would have gone to the hospital emergency room, but this time she tried the clinic and found that she had a serious health problem that is being addressed. She thinks the clinic will save her life.
We found out a few things that I wasn't aware of, which is great because now we can fix it. The ER, they're just like, they just want to fix it and get you out. And that's all well and good, but it's going to come back.
Jan Cartwright of the Wyoming Primary Care Association stresses that clinics like this one have made a huge difference in many communities across the state.
I think that if the health center does the outreach that it needs to make sure that people understand why they're there, I think that they really do have a positive impact on their community in terms of bringing people in to receive care.
Dr. Hartman stresses that while they get grants, they will need people with insurance to help raise enough money to stay afloat. John Calder is a patient who has insurance, who has found Dr. Hartman's care to be exceptional. He's been dealing with a medical issue for many months, and for the first time, he believes it is getting taken care of.
She had more than enough time to ask me follow-up questions, as well as explain what she thought the best treatments were. Oftentimes with doctor visits before, I feel like I'm rushed through in 7 to 11 minutes, and I don't feel understood, and I don't feel like they understand my illness.
Kineth says they plan to grow with hopes of adding a pharmacy and perhaps even dental services to the mix. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.